This is the Ethanol Report. I'm speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, and we're going to take a look ahead now that we're getting into 2015 about what lies ahead in the new year for the renewable fuels industry. Bob, first of all, one of the things we did not get in 2014 was an RVO standard for renewable fuels under the RFS. First time that's happened, and EPA has made some promises for 2015. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, after failing to release an RVO for 2014, they have indicated that they will do 2014 and 2015 and potentially, and their goal is to do 2016, all in one big rulemaking this year. Their plan right now is to get out a proposal sometime in April or perhaps May, and then do a final regulation August or September. Now, the agency doesn't have a great track record in terms of meeting those deadlines, but I do think that they are sincere in their effort to try to put the RFS back on a trajectory of growth, one that will encourage investment in advanced biofuels, one that will send a signal to the marketplace that we are moving beyond the blend wall and get investments in E85 and E15 infrastructure. But that's going to be a big challenge this year, is working with the agency and potentially other stakeholders to try to get the RFS back on track.
One of the big exciting things in renewable fuels industry in 2014 was the opening of the first commercial cellulosic ethanol plants. And is that going to continue in 2015?
Well, I certainly hope so. Without a doubt, those facilities that are in production today at Galva, Iowa, with Quad County producing from corn fiber, with Abengoa in Kansas producing from agricultural residues, and the Project Liberty plant in Iowa with Poet DSM, and DuPont, I believe, as well, will be in production in 2015. So the inexorable march toward advanced biofuels and cellulosic ethanol will continue this year. How much expansion beyond that, what new plants are going to come online, and who's going to build that next plant is, as yet, undetermined, not clear, and will remain so until EPA and this administration gets its act together and does indeed finalize RVOs for 14, 15, and 16 that makes it clear to the investment community that the administration and indeed the government's commitment to renewable fuels and this program is sincere. They do that, you will see continued expansion in these new technologies. If they continue to flounder, I am fearful that our continued investments and progress that we have seen in advanced biofuels will be dealt a setback.
Well, besides the RFS, another thing important to the cellulosic ethanol and advanced biofuel industry is the tax credits. And we saw them passed retroactively at the end of the year, but guess what? They've expired already. New Congress in session. Any hopes that we can get some kind of permanence in those tax credits to help that industry grow?
The quote of the year, in my opinion, was the chairman of the Finance Committee, Chairman Wyden's take on the tax package that extended these tax incentives in the waning hours of the 113th Congress, when he said, "This bill does not have the shelf life of a carton of eggs." And indeed, that shelf life has expired, and once again, the biofuels community is looking to the Congress to provide some sense of certainty as to what the tax structure is going to be, and more importantly, looking to the Congress to create some sense of balance, of fairness, because the current tax code is so tilted toward incumbent fuels and incumbent technologies and petroleum that it makes it extraordinarily difficult for new technologies, advanced biofuels, to get financing. And what is truly needed is a comprehensive reform of the tax code that doesn't just extend on an annual basis these little tax incentives for renewables, but perhaps repeals some of the permanent tax incentives and subsidies that oil continues to benefit from, and provides a tax structure in which the financial community recognizes that the nation's commitment to these fuels and technologies is sincere, and that this is a place to invest their money.
Well, beyond that, what are you thinking might happen in 2015 in this new Republican-controlled Congress? More challenges to the RFS?
Oh, without a doubt. With the amount of money that the American Petroleum Institute is spending to undermine the RFS, the ad campaign that continues to be run in Washington, D.C., the political largesse that they are spreading across the Congress in an effort to promote their agenda is going to have an impact. And with Jim Inhofe from Oklahoma, a longtime hater of ethanol and someone who is now the chairman of the powerful Senate Environment and Public Works Committee at the helm over there, he will look for hearings. He will introduce legislation. There will be repeated attempts to repeal or reform or otherwise undermine the RFS. I remain confident that we will be able to beat those back because the fundamental math of the RFS and renewable energy has not changed, but it will be a constant battle this year.
Well, coming up very quickly in 2015 is the 20th anniversary of the National Ethanol Conference, and that will be an exciting anniversary. Tell us about what you've got in store for this year's conference.
Well, I'm looking forward to this year's conference. We're going to Dallas, Texas for the very first time, sort of the belly of the beast, and we'll have, as we always do, lots of perspectives representative. I don't like to just preach to the choir. I like to invite those that have a different perspective and engage folks in a reasonable debate about various issues. So we'll have discussions about exports, certainly. The theme this year is going global, and we're going to be talking about the opportunities for exporting ethanol, distillers grains, building a world market for renewable fuels. We'll be talking most certainly about the future of the RFS. We'll be looking at some of the latest and greatest technologies that are benefiting ethanol producers today. We'll be talking about some of the other challenges like rail issues, and we'll be looking at global grain and oil markets to give producers and others following this industry a perspective on what's in store in a very turbulent energy market these days. So I think it'll be a great event, and I'm certainly looking to getting to Dallas, Texas, and maybe going out to South Fork and meeting the Ewings.
And the dates for that 20th anniversary National Ethanol Conference, February 18th through the 20th in Grapevine, Texas, and registration is open for that. And that's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.